on dates and times and shit.
Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Well, folks, we've been kicked off YouTube. We've been kicked off Vimeo. And a lot of you out there saying, well, why don't you go to Brighteon? And why don't you go over here to this DD Live and all these places? I'm telling you, it doesn't make any difference. They hold the encryption keys. They can shut down any of us. They could even take the link off of this URL and throw it in the trash. Folks, it's social media censorship at its worst. Thomas, what in the world are we going to do about this now?
Well, we've already predicted it. We've already shown you the mechanisms, and now they have happened. The decision by the federal government is social media is not a public platform. It is a private company.
We funded this public group.
That's right.
And now they've decided, okay, now it's all ours. Well, I say we need to go in there and disgorge them and take back the money that taxpayers gave them to build these huge platforms.
The internet is owned by the U.S. military. It was paid for by we the people under the auspices of grants given to communication companies, the big ones, and then they put the lines in, and then they play like there is no internet, that it exists on all of our computers independently, and that it works together as a collective, like a beehive. Insanity. Absolute insanity. So the question is, when will we wake up to the fact that we knew this all along, if anyone was paying any attention? I was there when it was started, basically, in DARPANET. DARPANET, that's a military defense advanced research projects agency, which basically weaponizes every patent they can steal from anyone that files it in America. And of course, the British take it, and you know, they do what they do with it, which is basically set up the shell companies to back up what was supposed to be a private patent that then turns into a militarized, weaponized, and then corporatized, privately corporatized, and usually British-backed support for this weaponized technology. That's what the internet was. So
now,
we never had any freedom. There was never any freedom.
Wait just a second. I just want to make sure that everybody understands. I hate to have to always say this. When we call out the British, we are not calling out you good patriots that are trying to fight the fight at the ground level. We get it. We are calling out your swamp. Your swamp is nastier than our swamp. And we have to take it down and out and flush that Privy Council right down the toilet if we're going to even begin to start cleaning up the world. Do you know what this British Imperial Empire has done for centuries to countries all over the world? They're still doing it. The reason that you aren't talking about it is because they own all of your textbooks, or they publish all of your textbooks in these indoctrination centers that they require you to go to. Oh, yeah, and where they force those vaccinations on you. Yeah, honey, it is just a global takeover of the world. It's so obvious. People, we need to unite and we need to put this down, because we will only live in peace on this planet when we are broken up into nations that have their own distinct ways of doing things. This is the strength. It's in the diversity of our nations.
You are so right. And that is what we always come back to, is unfortunately, and we don't like it. We don't like it.
What is it that we don't like?
Always finding the British, that they have the piece of the pie that controls anything that's been weaponized.
You know what
It's big pharma, it's oil, it's propaganda, whatever.
And you know what took us down on Vimeo was the post about Kinetic. Because when we showed people the proof that Kinetic and Purbright Institute are running this whole false flag hoax, that's when we got shut off. Everything got taken off. Even our spiritual videos. They can't tolerate the truth. Now, what's happening, Thomas, and I want to make sure folks know about this, there are so many ways to save our videos and package them up in your own unique way to share with your audience. You're going to have to just go a little deeper into the internet in order to get valuable truth.
Because the age of free speech is over. We told you when it happened, about a year ago, longer than a year ago, in preparation for the 2018, actually, election, $1.5 billion was given by the Atlantic Council, that doesn't have any money, and it's a propaganda group to say, Russia, 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 and of course, George Soros, who, using a British company, the Digital Forensic Laboratory, came in and established on all social media, but we saw it openly because they were very proud of it to establish it on Facebook. We also know that all media is controlled by $1.5 billion, interestingly enough, donation by Eric Schmidt to create the U.S. Digital Service, which is basically making sure that every single news agency has to say the same thing. Now, who controls that? That's AVID, ISIS Management. What's ISIS Management? ISIS means, it's from Britain because ISIS is another name for the Thames River. It's their secret way. Anytime you see the word ISIS, that means the British Privy Council, more than likely.
Oh, then how about ISIS, the terrorist group? Is this associated with the Brits as well?
That's their joke. You know, they love to do jokes in intelligence. Now, the end of free speech has come because the internet, which never was free speech, it always had, they were always spying on you. It was, in fact, a psyop. It was a psychological operation done by the military to see just how they could control people. And when it started, remember what started really first? Not what the fake creator of the World Wide Web, Timothy Berners-Lee, totally a fake, supposedly invented it one day when on his coffee break while he was at CERN in Switzerland at the atomic collider there. Complete nonsense. No, it was created by the military and it was the psyops. And what really started going first? The dark web. To do what? To draw in through the people who were operating. And who operates these weaponized things? We call them the rogue CIA. They're usually intelligence people or people in the military, top secret security clearances all the way up to the White House. They get out of the government, keep their secret top secret security clearances and take everything they know and give it to a corporation, which has a government contract. So therefore they allow it. I don't even want to get into it, but we are in a war, a revolution. The second American Revolution right now is being won by Trump because he put Richard Grenell and
working on Ratcliffe,
Cash Patel, and putting Ratcliffe in there. Putting some honest people in the intelligence community will make all the difference in the world because they're the ones who leak to the press, supposedly to give the press their authentication.
Well, we've already shown people that the origins of the spying agencies and this fake news media conglomeration actually comes from the same, very same place. They are using their so-called journalists and reporters and channels to propagandize us to benefit the British Imperial Empire.
Yes. Now, as we had told everyone, what they need to do is the following. First off, make sure that net neutrality stays in doesn't go toward the Silicon Valley so that then they have to pay for their use of the internet. Now think of this. Supposedly they try to tell you the internet's not owned by anybody, it's not really real, it's in the clouds, and that there really are no places where on the earth there are warehouses filled with nothing but banks and banks and banks of servers and
well, that keeps
memory.
You from knowing exactly who the enemy is, so you can put a target on them.
The cloud simply means that it is funded by the U.S. government almost as a monopoly. So every time you see that our memory is going to Amazon or it's going to Facebook or it's going to Apple, or that Apple tries to stand up and fight Microsoft and say, no, we have to have this contract and try to sue them because their entire company will fold just like Amazon. The second Amazon has to pay postal rates or pay taxes. The moment any Silicon Valley fake social media, they have to pay taxes, their company folds. Because why? First off, they don't pay to use the internet, but they charge us to use the internet. Uh-huh. Well, then who owns it? Well, not even them, as Betsy just said. The people who own the crypto keys that allow every communication to happen on the internet. And that would be three people that we know for sure.
I know two of them. Hillary Clinton, Bob Mueller. Who's the third? Who's he going to say the third one is?
Michael Chertoff.
Oh, of course, of course. And Chertoff, he's also coming up in all this other research we're doing.
And notice he became the first head of the SS, Homeland Security. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I called it the SS. SS. Why? Because that's what it is.
It is the Gestapo. This senior executive services stuff, that's exactly what it is.
Oh, the SES is absolutely Absolutely.
And they're everywhere. They're not just in America. Look in your own country. You're going to see a faction of bureaucrats that really doesn't work for your nation, your country. They actually are working for the globalists.
And they're fascist globalists. And in Britain, they're imperialist fascist globalists. And if you look at their history, as we have been revealing, the Nazis learned a lot from the British in South Africa and from the British East India Company. I mean, really, nobody outdoes the British East India Company, even with the American Revolution and our Civil War and so on and so forth. They're everywhere. The Pilgrim Society, they call them. What a joke. Little dinners of insider traders who actually control the goals. Well, really, it's not the goals because they've already implemented them, the full machinations of the imperialism that comes out of Britain, you know, Cecil Rhodes, and now we find Henry de Worms. And
yeah, but you see, those targets are so nebulous for people as a whole. That's why when you read Rules for Radicals, because you have to read that if you're going to defeat the very people that are using this as their playbook, they say that when you find an enemy, make it personal. Don't call out an institution or organization because people can't feel anything with that. So that's why we've chosen the Queen to be the representative of this evil British Empire. But actually, as we go through our research, we find that in the end, who holds the golden share of these companies? Like Kinetic. The golden share is owned by the Queen. So don't give me this stuff that she's a nice old lady and she doesn't know anything. Her name's on it, folks. Make it personal. And we have to do this for the people in Britain because they cannot speak about this. They will go to jail if they say the things that we say about that nasty old biddy on the throne.
And let's just call it the monarchy. And when you do spit afterwards,
but again, the monarchy isn't personal. I mean, this woman, what has she done? She's raised two pedophile sons. You got Randy Andy, and you've got Charlie Chucky, and everyone has seen their pedophilia. This is what she's done for the world. And then when she's not raising these two demon spawn, she's out there with the Privy Council. That would be your Richard Dearloves, your Jeffrey Patties, our Vendor Sambite. You folks in Britain know who your evil ones are. And then they do the dirty work for her, the big dirty work. Now, the other thing is, folks in Britain, anywhere in the world, but particularly in Britain, you've got to pay attention to this Huawei software that's coming in with all this spying equipment. I know your Tories out there are saying that they can maybe change it in 2022. Honey, that's going to be way too late.
That's for sure. So you have the decision recently that social media are not public platforms. Therefore, they can control anything they want. But listen, we told you that from the beginning, and anyone who needed to debate this isn't just silly. Anyone in America, and because of the case of the bakery that had to make a cake for somebody they didn't like, that was complete nonsense, and that shows you the politicalization of our judicial system. What really is the reality in America is any private company can deny service to anyone they want. Period. Therefore, the user agreements you sign when you go on to Facebook or Gmail, or it doesn't matter, any of them, every time you say, I accept, and you didn't read that document, you gave away any rights, and there's no free speech inside of this private platform. Now, also net neutrality. They tried to knock it out. But net neutrality is the opposite of what it says. It isn't neutrality. It's neutrality for the bigwigs. It's like high-frequency traders on the stock market. The big people should be paying big money to be on our internet, which we paid for. And they need to stop playing like it doesn't exist, and therefore they don't have to pay taxes. Notice, all of them avoid taxes. And now the cardboard cutout Silicon Valley cyber lords have been dethroned, and people have been, they've been replaced. Like even in Facebook, there was the ex deputy prime minister of England came over to take over the basically speaking for Facebook, because they had to get Mark of the Zucker Beast out of there because he's an idiot, and everyone was noticing, just like with Elon Musk. They don't know anything, so don't tell me they invented these companies. No, they were stolen from, they were given out by IBM Eclipse Foundation, who stole them from Leader Technologies. We've gone into that many, many, many times. But there's three things here. There's also the decision of antitrust, which was recently decided, and we were happy about that. We don't want them to do an antitrust against these companies. these huge Silicon Valley monopolies. Why? First off, they're not going to prosecute the companies that are monopolies for the government. Okay? That's not going to happen unless they pull back their contracts. And if they do, those companies simply falter and die. And that's what Trump could do at any time. And that's the reason Microsoft and Apple and all of them fight over the government contracts, because those are basically slush funds. And you can basically rip off the government on any contract you get of that size. So that's why the big companies fight over them.
Well, just take the $6 billion. How many billions did Congress eventually agree to give?
Eight billion.
And bulk of it is going to the CDC. Hello, that's Rod Rosenstein's sister, Nancy Messonnier. I mean, people are awake. They're seeing what's going on. I think, Thomas, this is why the Trump rallies are getting so big. What we are seeing is, and I don't want to take your thunder away, but tell us what we're really seeing with these rallies, what we're really seeing in November 2020.
This is our militia. These are our Minutemen and Minutewomen. These are the ones who will stand up if there's a fake vote and say, no, show us the paper count. These are the people who are showing now that they are Democrat walkaways. These are the people who were the independents who are no longer independent, and they are not voting. They will vote straight Republican because they better all be MAGA. CAG.
Well, that's not everybody in the audience, Thomas. That's a good portion that's coming in. This, rally after rally, 20% of them are the people you described, the Democrats and the disenfranchised independents.
That's what I'm talking about. This is a show of force before the vote to show that no matter what you say, just like in the primaries, more Republicans came out for a primary that doesn't even need to happen, right? But historic numbers came out to support Trump. Those numbers will be the same numbers for that should be the proportion of voting when voting happens. And what happened in every single case, in every single primary, in every single state? He won.
Who? Biden. You got to name the names. Trump. All right. Well, I don't know
the Republican primaries, which didn't even need to happen.
Yes.
Historic turnouts for Trump that were greater in number than all of the numbers for all of the Democrats.
Right.
And their primaries.
It's also showing the world that all Trump needs to do is send out one tweet. If he's in trouble in Washington, our troops are going to come and march in this force to protect the president and what he needs to do. What is happening here in America is we had an overthrow attempt by the British Empire. Of course, it included bad actors in America, your senior executive service and all of these folks, which we've explained. But now we have to identify this as such. Folks, these are dissidents. If we were looking at a third world country somewhere, we wouldn't hesitate. We'd call it a coup, an overthrow. We'd say they're dissidents, the whole bit. But we don't say that in America because we've been propagandized to believe that those kinds of things happen in other countries, but not in America. Well, folks, it does happen in America. It is happening in America. And this is a George Soros purple revolution. We need to call out the dissidents, and we need, and this is a big word, like to see you use it more and more, we must purge the government of the dissidents. Now, in order to do the purge, Donald Trump is going to need to see your support. So whenever there's a rally near you, wherever you can go, show up. It doesn't matter if you're inside or outside. He needs to see the kind of support that we can give him out here in America. Then it also is great practice for 2020. There's no excuse for anybody sitting home. Everybody has to get out and vote, because your vote is like a bullet that is aimed, a bullet aimed straight at the enemy.
With a silver bullet going into the heart of the vampires. And there was no peaceful transition of power. Trump is not our president yet.
Yes, this is correct.
He's done this with complete resistance from every single agency and almost every single person.
At the moment of his inauguration, these dissidents were tweeting back and forth to each other or texting, this is the beginning of the impeachment. And for this reason, we say that Trump is due more time for his term.
We need to have military tribunals and grand juries that try the people who did not allow the peaceful transition of power to happen at the inauguration of Donald Trump. And we know who they are. We have all the evidence. We've been saying it for all this time. So that's what needs to happen. And then when he gets reelected and he has the power and he knows that the people are going to have participatory government, come to Washington, D.C. as soon as he sets up the grand jury administration for We the People. And then we are going to try these people, and then we're going to suggest to him, and then he, remember, not to the Justice Department, because they're evil, not to the FBI or the CIA, because we know they're evil.
Remember, people, there's parts of the Constitution that they did not teach you in those propaganda civics classes.
They're led by senior executive service members who think that they're generals that are higher than the president. We've shown you this, and you've seen it now with your own eyes again and again. So what has happened? Someone who we like, who we understand likes some people we like and likes us, and we're all a community of liking. Thank you, Richard Grenell, for taking over as a temporary position of the Office of Director of National Intelligence. In other words, Michael Flynn's plan to get rid of corporate intelligence, which we said was like third on the list of the 12 things Trump would have to do if he wanted to win the revolution, because the American Revolution wasn't won against the Brits in the first revolution. This revolution is right now happening, and you see it. He was in a revolution against tariffs and selling us out to globalists. He's in a revolution against taxes. He's in a revolution against the U.S. Fed. He's in a revolution against the World Trade Organization, the World Bank. He's in all the 12 things we listed. He's gone after. So he is actively on all those fronts. And who's supporting him? Almost no one. So what does he do? Dan Coats, he told him, in 30 days, give me a plan on how to stop surveilling Americans. Dan Coats was a turncoat.
He didn't turn. He was always the enemy.
Right. I had to get rid of him. Then another one came in. Had to get rid of him. Now Richard Grenell is going to be in until Radcliffe comes in. Why? Because Radcliffe knows the truth, because he's been there watching since Devin Nunes was called on the carpet for ethics violations because he found out the coup was going on. And he brought it to our attention. And then, one of his two assistants, Kash Patel, has now been asked by Richard Grenell to join the Office of Director of National Intelligence. In other words, the person in charge of all 17 intelligence agencies. And Kash Patel helped Devin Nunes, so he has a top secret security clearance, SCIF clearance, and he and his partner helped write the Nunes memo, which we had been preaching on all the topics in that memo because we could see the outer effects of them. It was all put in the memo. Then, of course, Schiff wrote one where everything had to be redacted. He did that on purpose to say that his was true, but it's completely redacted so you can't tell. And Devin Nunes was false. No, it was all true, and it's now been proven true because of the fake. Remember, the covering the trail, the cover-up, the smokescreen created by Michael Horowitz's too pathetic Inspector General Department of Justice reports, which are nobody's doing anything about. Finally, some people are reacting a little bit to the 17 of the worst crimes you can commit, literally, because people died over this. When Hillary said people died over her emails being stolen by the... No. People died trying to get those pee-pee tapes of Trump because John Brennan paid $100,000 for every tape that came in, and he had a whole drawer full of them. Do you know how many people had to die? And you know how many agents were given up? Remember, don't get me started. John Brennan was right there. He went to Russia first. And didn't describe to anybody what that was about. Anyway,
Of course not, because they're running a coup. They're not going to tell you what they're doing.
The intelligence community was running a coup. Betsy, you're absolutely right. We know who the players are, and I just get worked up over it. But the deal is, Trump is now going to win. Because of the 17 intelligence agencies, only one needs to exist. Period. NSA.
The NSA, okay.
And it's all military. And anyone who does the things that these corporate evil people with top secret security clearances do and then go out and get a job in the mainstream media as a pundit, go to jail for.
Well, I'd like to see.
It's actually worse than jail. If they don't get a court-martial where they get hung or shot, those people are happy if they violate things like Hillary Clinton did, like Comey did, like Andrew McCabe did, like, the list. The people in the military, quick court-martial, no one hears about it, they go to jail forever, and or they don't tell you what they do to them. Anyway, that's what needs to happen. So Trump is now getting ready because he knows that the attack is from the mainstream media on the election. He knows that the freedom of speech is gone. And what he has done is exactly what we said he should do. We told him, just come out and tell everybody the reality. You don't have any rights on social media. There is no free internet, period, period, period. And if you think it isn't evil, then you are wrong. Secondly, net neutrality must stay in place and the big companies have to pay their fair share unless little people have to pay even less. Thirdly, they're not going to go after the Silicon Valley cyber lords for antitrust because they haven't disgorged them and they haven't committed, they haven't shown that indicted them for the RICO crimes. They haven't gotten their tax funds. And what they're going to do now, and you see it happening, and it had already happened in many other countries, and we kept saying, why not here? Why not here? They don't even get to go to court. They get a federal hearing, and the federal hearing simply slaps on them a $7 billion fine for violating their user agreement. Okay, we've seen this in other countries, 3 million, 2 million, 1 million. And the IRS has to go after them and disgorge them, take back the money they owe for taxes for operating here, working here, and then claiming they're in Ireland or Luxembourg or some other place where they had a tax break. Well, now those places and all the EU is charging them for taxes. Even France tried it. We need to do that. And Trump said he's going to do that, but only after he's reelected. So those and the fourth thing is, I think it's fourth, sue the mainstream media for libel because you know that they did it on purpose. Well, and there is one tiny rule that covers you to say that they are not allowed, basically through a conspiracy, to propagate lies. And that's the reason you see lots of lawsuits now.
The conspiracy is right there in front of them with this ISIS management system.
Because, that's the point.
Because it's sending out a message and telling all media to say these words. Now, when we've pulled apart this ISIS, avid ISIS management system, and who's behind it? Dianne Feinstein's husband and the Chinese.
And now we believe that we know exactly in Britain where it's happening and the people who are doing it. They're the same ones who released the coronavirus through the Muriel Animal Biological Lab, which is in Nanchang, 4-hour drive from Wuhan. And we actually named the people. I'm not going to name them now because every time that people name these people, we've already named them, so you do your homework. Every time we name anybody names them, real trouble starts. So it's kind of like now I don't mind saying Eric Cheramella because everybody knows him. And if it would come out and if he would get on the stand, the entire thing would crumble. And as soon as he is looking at some jail time, he's going to turn in everybody else.
But that shows you that the mainstream media is propaganda. People, the best thing you can do is you got to turn this stuff off. And I'm talking about Fox News. If you think for 1 minute that Fox News isn't full of propaganda, a limited hangout, and is going to eventually drive you off the cliff, you are so naive. You need to get off these mainstream media channels. Now, if you do watch them, you need to be highly discerning. But you need to find good, solid, independent ways to get your news.
What's Fat Face Lieutenant Colonel
Vindman?
Fat Face Vindman. He is
Soy
boyfriend.
Boy?
Yeah, his boyfriend.
Who Senior
he
Executive
it to.
Service. I mean,
yes,
can I go down the list?
Yeah, no, he was.
You know?
He's boyfriends with.
Some say he's Schumer's wife. Have you seen Schumer's wife and pictured next to? I'm sorry.
Sure looks like it.
Yeah.
But anyway, Soy Boy Lieutenant Colonel Vindman gave the information illegally to Eric Cheramella that started the false whistleblower that caused Michael Atkinson to change the form so that secondhand information could be turned in on a whistleblower, which is insane. Remember, Lieutenant Colonel Soy Boy Vindman, joke or not, was offered the position of being in charge of the military in Ukraine. Why? Because he and Cheramella and others helped stage the Maidan Revolution. This is now pretty much known. They even believe that it was Cheramella who ordered the snipers to kill 100 people. Not only demonstrators, but police, people on both sides. Start the fires, all this stuff. This is now pretty well known. So Eric Cheramella is worse than a criminal. He's a murderer. He basically was the CIA operative behind the evil that was funded by George Soros, funded by our non-governmental organizations. Anything that has the word democratic or free or media in it, it's all fake. And that's who Eric Ciaramella was working with to create the second revolution that the CIA created in Ukraine. So this is what we're talking about. No more free speech. So much so that John Scumbag Roberts can't say Eric Ciaramella's name in relationship to another question because he's already been told that that name can't come up. And he's such an idiot that when it comes up in a completely nondescript way, he tells the whole world who the hidden whistleblower is. That's the kind of insanity we're in.
That man is a dimwit. He has obviously got a ton of people working and doing his work for him.
Lawsuits sue the mainstream media, put fines on the Silicon Valley until they are no longer able to pay the fines, charge them their taxes, and remove the government contracts. At that point, the internet will falter and die because it should have never been given over to public consumption when it was, in fact, a weaponized military form of squelching free speech. It was never free speech. You know, the information highway, that was like when they promised us nuclear energy was going to give us free energy. Remember that? I do because I'm old. All the promises don't come to pass. I don't want to hear anybody promising anything from the government. I want to see action like Donald Trump has taken. And that's what we believe in. That's why he's going to be reelected and he's going to follow the path we set out, the 12-step path. He's hitting every one of them, home runs every time he comes to bat. And now with Richard Grenell and Kash Patel, he's going to have...
Maybe John Ratcliffe.
And John Ratcliffe.
And you know, don't forget, we
Mark
still...
Mark Meadows.
Right, Mark Meadows coming in as his chief of staff, and we've got Jim Jordan back in Congress. Wouldn't it be great to see Jim Jordan, the Speaker of the House, when we win in November? For that, everybody should vote straight R's.
Because Bill Barr isn't going to keep his job.
No,
if
Bill
he can't
Barr
do
is,
anything before
no,
the election.
Bill Barr is a stinker.
Trump knows he's going to win.
Yeah.
He's setting up his cabinet for the second term. Mark my words, he can't lose.
And then he's going to kick ass and take names.
Which he has already been doing. And then he is going to, just as you say, really get into gear. Because he doesn't mind the fire. They're all burning up, trying to burn him up.
Well, can
the
we
more
stay,
fire, he loves
can
it.
Can we keep doing our Betsy and Thomas routines through that period of time so we can, you know, join in all the winning?
We're just going to have lists. We're going to have to write stuff down. You know,
and
go
the
to
winning,
a site of winning and you have, last time I was there, there was 127 concrete things that he said and then did.
Well, Thomas, the winning spills over to countries around the world. Because the reason that you guys out there have hated Americans so much is because you thought, and we thought, America was this rogue operation that was creating war constantly over the world. But that's not who we are as an American people. But it is our job as American people to get a hold of the swamp and to close it down. And it will bring peace around the world if Americans will stop this.
You are so right, Betsy. Let's look at that for a second. British propaganda is so effective that when you say Rothschild, people go, conspiracy, instead of saying the worst bankers on the face of the earth who control the British economy.
No, what they want to say is, you're an anti-Semite. And I go, well, wait a minute, I didn't say the word Jew. But you're an anti-Semite because you're talking about the Rothschilds. No, I'm talking about the Rothschilds as people, as criminals. I don't care what their religion is.
First off, their name is not Rothschild. It's an alias, and it's to hide the fact that they're German Jews. Now, come on. They gave the money for Reuters. So if you think the news you're getting, which is half the time from Reuters Thompson and half the time from the AP, and both times it's from the same source, Avid ISIS Management. How can that be? Who's controlling it? Well, go back to the beginning. The Rothschilds, the bankers, control the media, the propaganda. Why? To make, create, and break markets. Period. That's what the news is for. Now, stand back a second, exactly as Betsy just pointed out. What is really going on? Americans are so propagandized that it is legal to propagandize us.
Now, is it still?
It has now been, the edges have been taken off of the National Defense Authorization Act that allowed Obama to, for the first time in history, legally propagandize America. So for 8 years, we had the Global Engagement Center and billions of dollars propagandizing us. And all the time, he was stealing from...
Who was he?
Obama was stealing from Warren's group, What's from the...
Oh, the Consumer Protection Agency?
Yes. They brought in billions, and what did they do? Obama reassigned it to non-government organizations that were democratic. He did the same thing with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. He did the same thing with SEC decisions. He took literally tens of billions of dollars and gave it to George Soros-supported democratic groups that are... They're supposed to be not-for-profit. They're not supposed to be political. And yet they were 100% the worst demon rats that there are out there. And they are the ones always stirring up the trouble. They are Antifa. They are Black Lives Matter. They are the OFA. They are the SPLC. They are the... You name a bad group, that's who Obama funded.
Well, let's
illegally.
Get back to the Rothschilds and Avid ISIS.
So the battle right now, and Trump is winning it on all those four fronts I just mentioned, okay? Net neutrality, you know how hard Silicon Valley fought that? And they lost. You know how hard they fought anti-Trump, antitrust? They wanted antitrust lawsuits. That means they break up into multiple groups and make multiple amounts of money that they were making before. Literally, that's how that works. Trump didn't do it. He's suing the mainstream media and winning already. Melania's won two cases already. And now Nunes has multiple cases. And the young man in that one case won. So again and again, they're losing. So they're simply going to go bankrupt. And the evil people like Paul Singer and the guy from Mexico Carlos Slim. You know, these people have money to burn. What do they put it into? Propaganda machines. Why? So they keep getting money to burn because the propaganda covers them.
Because
we can tell you the corruption we have, and no one listens because in America, the British propaganda machine is so powerful that you say these things to America, and they get upset because they believe the news.
Because we've been taught that the British are our friends. And we have a special relationship. So when I came over here about 3 years ago and I said, you know, what I'm looking at here is the British are not our friends and we did not win the war in 1776 the way our textbooks say. Well, lo and behold, after all these years of research, that's exactly the case.
It certainly is, Betsy. And now we're in the Second American Revolution. It has focused on many of these areas. All the things that Trump is winning, that's because he knew he first had to get the economy in shape because that's going to get the votes or else he wouldn't go on. He is in this to win. He's only there to win. And now he's winning for us. But he wins for himself too because of course he's a braggart. Of course he's an egotist. That's what I love about him.
You have to be. You have to be able to hold the countenance to be the savior of the world. And I don't mean that in a religious sense. There could be a political savior of the world. I believe we're looking at that with Donald J. Trump.
Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, okay? That's who we're looking at. We're looking at not a contender. We're looking at the world heavyweight boxing champion.
Yeah.
And nobody has come out of the ring without a knockout.
Yeah.
Name anyone. It doesn't matter whether he appointed them like Mick Mulvaney. And we all love Mick at one point, but then Mick started going south.
Yes, he did. He started giving passes on immigration.
Bullshit.
Yes.
And then he appoints generals, he appoints heads of the Department of Defense, and they turn out to be horrible hawks who do whatever they want. And then he appoints people for the intelligence agents who go and tell in testimony. And that's the reason he's so mad at the, and he can do this now, twice now. His top intelligence people went to testify before Congress and lied. They should have gone to jail for what they said because it was all lies. I don't even want to get into it. Everything they said, his mission in Afghanistan, his mission here, his mission in Syria, they made up stuff. Generals. That's why they're gone. And he needs somebody who's simply going to listen to what he says, read his tweets, read what he is doing, because just look at what he's done. I was going to call his executive orders have been the most powerful ones ever written in history. And he has not misused them. He is set up for full martial law. Right now, if the evil demon rats were correct, Obama and Hillary had set it up through executive orders, and actually Trump rounded it up and put it in a nice bundle so he can either get rid of them or use them as he pleases. Right now, the coronavirus could put us all into martial law. Not medical martial law like they're claiming throughout the rest of the world. No, martial law. There's no medical is just one component. You can have a coronal mass ejection, and the president now can put us it. You can have a national security threat against our economy, and he can put. You can't believe the martial law capacity that Obama created. He can take your everything. He can take the food in your house. He can take your water. He can take your land.
Yes.
He can take your guns. He can take everything.
It's communism.
Anything in the bank, he can claim it's martial law.
Those are not off the books.
They're not off the books.
So Donald Trump could step up and use this for good.
That's why we have to reelect him. Because those laws are in place, and it doesn't matter. If Joe Biden comes in, he doesn't even know who he is, what day it is. He's going to do what George Soros tells him to do, period.
Well, I just don't see Biden getting to the end. You know, old Hildebeest is, I want somebody to draw this meme. You know, you have on the ground of the desert all these carcasses lying around, and the carcass of the Democrats that didn't quite make it, like Warren and Butt Plug and all of them. And then overhead, is the vulture. It's Hildebeest. She's the vulture. She's waiting for all of them to die. She's going to come scoop in and save the day. But she is so delusional. She has no idea how intensely hated she is all over the world.
Because the propaganda isn't working. And no matter how many billions they spend, there's still alternative news. And in a minute, I want to give a shout out to our people because, you know, they've come along with us for a long way from the moment that Trump held up before it's news. And you got to see one of our articles is the top article there. And we knew that Michael Flynn's son was reading. And then we found out that all kinds of people are listening. So we don't care. We're going to keep moving around. We're going to keep dodging the bullets. We're going to keep scanning for landmines. And we are not going to end free speech. We are just not. We can see it's being squelched, but we also know that Donald Trump will be elected. If he was knocked off of Twitter, he would still be elected. Now, let me point something out to you. The primaries were so rigged that we still don't know the count in Iowa. And then we know that the next two states couldn't get the count right. And then we know that later there's Super Tuesday and supposedly they got the count right.
No, they just outright rigged it the old-fashioned way.
There's no way that
Biden got that many votes. But who's there to challenge it? I don't care. I don't care who you run. Run Biden, run Bernie. We're going to run right over you. It's the Trump train, baby. We're coming.
I mean, a debate between Biden and Trump will be so sad that he will be accused of attacking a crippled, demented senior citizen.
Good.
And that's what it will turn out to be.
Over and over again, because the contender's going to keep his belt.
And Bernie the communist, folks, if you want to vote for Bernie, you're not in the real world. Pinch yourself and wake up. And look in the mirror, because I bet you're trying to decorate yourself or impersonate something that you're not. You're a Democrat who wants to have virtue signaling, and you want to be able to tell your friends that you're sensitive and you're looking out for the people.
But
the Democrats have never looked out for the people.
They
do nothing but lie.
Look, nobody who's a Bernie supporter is listening to us into 43 minutes of Betsy and Thomas.
What other
high-level item do you have that you want to lay on people right now before we exit?
Well, simply, you know, we've shown about coronavirus. Now, folks, we need to see a running count of the death of coronavirus in America compared to the death of flu, the standard flu. We know right now standard flu, matter of fact, they lowered the numbers. Did you notice that? The day that Trump quoted them, it was 10,000 more than they now quote from the CDC have died of flu this year. Isn't that amazing? 10,000. So it's now 20,000, you know, just reached 20,000. No, it was 29,000 when the CDC said it. And
but
told
you've got
Trump.
Rod Rosenstein's sister up there. Now, do you believe she's giving you truth?
No. And she is the one giving it out. So, what you want to do is have a running count on that. And then you want to have a running count on the world flu death. The world flu death is almost 1 million so far this year. And the coronavirus is, you know, some hundreds or some thousands. And so, what we're looking at here is a very weak flu. And you get to see some people who just say, you know, this is a fake. It's kind of like, I'm sorry to have to say it, they've done retroviruses before and they were very disappointed that more people didn't die. And I'm certain they feel that way about this one. And so what's going to happen? They will bring it back next year and they'll call it coronavirus ID19, but it won't be. It'll be 20 or 20A or 20B or 20C, making it more virulent than ever and saying that it's going to come back the next year. So don't be surprised. This is another attack they'll use it as an attack on Trump. Doesn't matter. He will use it for his advantage. All of China will get coronavirus. Okay? Now, listen to what I'm saying. If you're smart, you want to get coronavirus if you're healthy. Because why? The incidence of people dying from it is so minuscule because that's the numbers they're faking from China. The numbers are that millions and tens of millions, probably hundreds of millions of Chinese already have coronavirus. That's the reason they're faking and hiding their use of Dragonfly and the social credit system to self-quarantine these people, put them in their house, and don't let them out. That's just a test of their systems. If you get coronavirus now and you don't die and it comes back in, as a retrovirus after they've enhanced it, you won't get it. Do you get what I'm saying? If you get coronavirus now and you don't die from it, the next time it comes around, and it will, just like Ebola, you know, notice they tried a second version of Ebola recently. They'll try a second version of Asian flu. They'll try a swine flu. They'll try whatever they can. So when the second version comes, they won't name it something different because it won't be in an election year. They will simply say it's coronavirus coming back. And if you got it before, you will be immune to it the next time around. Okay? This is what the people, the doctors who go on say, the incidence of death is so small, this is the mildest flu we've ever seen. But note that they're faking the numbers of how many people get it, and they're also not telling you that it shows up in the place where 5G is active and working. So 5G is breaking down people's systems so that they are notice the cruise ships get it? Cruise ships use Eric Schmidt satellite 5G aimed directly at them. Just look this up. It's everywhere. Everybody's talking about it. So the people in the cruise ship are getting massively hit with 5G. And the crew members are the ones who are getting it, the ones who have the longest exposure. So don't be worried about that, folks. And remember that what you're being told in the mainstream media is often 180 degrees. In the opposite direction of truth.
Actually, they're dropping this thought out there, and don't bite with this. Don't run with this. That you can't go to a Trump rally because you might catch coronavirus. Okay, please. They're trying everything they can to break up this massive, massive support that they see rolling in. Folks, this is the red tsunami we've been waiting for. Each one of you has a responsibility as an information warrior to step up and speak up and show up. We're counting on you.